Okay, we're back on the pavement. I'm still kind of north of Roy in here. I'm going back into Roy and into the fishing area. I want to find some more water because the water I've got now is hot. So I'm kind of hoping to take a good look at Roy and see if I can find a spigot of water. I'm just going by the dock. I don't know if it was really called the dock railway. It's kind of called the dock spur. It went from Tucumcari up through the Mascaro and the Roy, and then across the prairie to a place called Dawson, New Mexico. It was this old coal area, coal mine. Very dangerous when they finally shut it down, I think in the 50s, because just too many people were dying in this one. Very tricky. But, it was interesting. I actually spent a happy, I enjoy it. I get a kick out of it. A really happy couple of hours on Google Maps. You can follow the trail of this railroad all the way from Tucumcari all the way to Dawson. And in some parts, the track is actually still there. It was all taken up in this section of it from Tucumcari past Roy. There are no tracks. I think it would be a really interesting trail walk or a run. I don't know how wonderful of a run it is, but I think it would be really kind of fun to try to organize a run on that. I don't know how many miles it is. It's got to be at least 130, 140 miles. And I think it would be something that would be really intensely cool. I don't know if you do it with mountain bikes. That would probably be the most likely way to do it. Now there's fences across the rail bed these days, so you have to take into account that you have to jump over a lot of fences. You probably have to get a lot of permission from various landowners to say, could we do this? I don't know if there was some kind of nice stipulation of the land being given to them that they would have to allow for that water's hot. Anyway. Historical commemorations a lot around the railroad track. Now, people back then wouldn't have given that a bunch of thought at all, because this was the March of Progress. This was something that wasn't needed anymore. They got taken up and removed in favor of just the stuff going away. And, nobody gave any thought. Well, this might be of some historical interest to somebody. That's not, it certainly wasn't at the time. Because there was still some thought that, other things would come in, stuff like that. Not quite the exuberance around here like there was in the late 1980s, like the 1890s, the 19-aughts and the 19-teens, which was the real heyday around here, This was being there's a nice radio antenna out here, and platforms. Anyway, I'm sorry. There's a couple of radio antennas that you can carry that I think would be really kind of cool to see if radio amateurs could get them. There's one up on 5 acres that kind of overlooks the entire valley. I think that would be a really kind of awesome vantage point to have, because I think it would allow line of sight to almost everything. You know, there's very few places that wouldn't have a line of sight to this, and just fun to have. Wouldn't mind getting one set up up at Raglan. There's a certain line of sight to that one as well. You would be able to put some kind of a, maybe even microwave between that one and the next one down to kind of connect up those areas. Although there's kind of a New Mexico megalink that does a lot of that. And so one can take advantage of that, although it's often just desperately quiet. Anyway, coming into Roy, let's see if I can find some water to replace this water I've got. Cool. I put some information about the Dawson rail line up on the website. I find this whole thing kind of fun and interesting. And look forward to doing, to maybe trying something interesting. And anyway, so oh man. What a heck of a life we have. So, I don't know. It's a pretty short recording. Coming into Roy. And Roy is green and burnt, and you think it was a lot bigger than it was. It's actually pretty good sized. Anyway, talk to you later.